This is a Sichuan News Update. More than 60 years after a fire ravaged Nanaimo's final Chinatown, the Nanaimo Chinatown Heritage Foundation is working to save what is left. When Sharon Su, chair of the Heritage Foundation, first moved to Nanaimo in 2020, she couldn't believe Nanaimo had not just one, but four Chinatowns. This led to her researching more about the Chinese communities that once found culture and connection in what's now part of downtown.
But the astonishing thing to me is that Nanaimo at one point, this Chinatown was so vibrant. It had like an opera house. It had all these businesses. It had a Chinese school. So it was like a complete community.
According to the city of Nanaimo, the first of four Chinatowns was built in the 1860s during an influx of Chinese immigrants seeking work in the coal mine industry on Vancouver Island. The original Chinatown featured residences, stores, and restaurants. 20 years later, as more and more people came to the harbor city to work in the mines, the Chinese community was pushed to find a new location further away from downtown. Three subsequent Chinatowns were built as the community was pushed further away from downtown and towards the South End. When the Chinese Immigration Act, commonly known as the Chinese Exclusion Act, was passed in 1923, Chinese immigration was halted. The act remained in place until 1947, ending just after the Second World War. With the coal mining industry also starting to dwindle, many residents of the last Chinatown left to work elsewhere in the province. The remaining Chinatown soon became derelict, and a fire on September 30th of 1960 burnt down almost all that remained. Su thought the fire meant there was nothing left of the history of the area, until she decided to do some research into it.
Well, I was looking for any evidence of the Nanaimo Chinese in the Chinatown, and then by just randomly looking online and looking for anything, any reference to Nanaimo's Chinese, this building popped up at 880 Heckett. And I looked at it and I'm like, oh my goodness, it has, if that's the Chinatown, there's still buildings?
This inspired her to learn more about the history of the building and the former Chinatowns. She discovered through her research that the building at 880 Heckett Street was built in the last Chinatown in 1955, just a few years before the fire. It was used as a multi-purpose space as well as a meeting location for Nanaimo's Chinese Freemasons. Only a block away from 880 Heckett Street, she discovered a second building that was originally part of Nanaimo's third Chinatown. 997 Heckett Street, now used for rental housing, was built in 1930 to be used by the Chinese Freemasons before they moved to the 880 Heckett Street location. On top of looking online and through archives, Su has been attending several farmers markets in the area with the Nanaimo Chinatown Heritage Foundation to speak with people who may remember the Chinatowns.
So there's this outpouring of people's memories, which is so amazing. And just even about like the simple things. The First Nations man told me, he's like, oh yeah, I used to go to the Chinatown. I'd get this octopus. I didn't know what to do with it. So I'd bring it to Chinatown. Somebody would cook it for me. And he's like, yeah, we had good relationships. He said, yeah, I'm an elder. I don't fish anymore. But of course I knew the Chinese.
As she was researching the building at 880 Heckett Street, she learned the property was up for sale and listed for development. She then knew she wanted to save one of the last remaining buildings from the lost Chinatowns.
We want to do the campaign now because the building looks like it's for sale to be subdivided into townhouses. And once this history is lost, it's going to be gone.
Su says the Nanaimo Chinatown Heritage Foundation is trying to save the building at 880 Heckett Street with the hopes of being able to turn it into a multicultural community space.
So my vision is hopefully with that building, maybe that could be the recentering of a Chinese presence or a multicultural presence. Have it as a multicultural hall with First Nations storytelling. Have Japanese come and do, you know, like maybe tea ceremonies or just some cultural events.
With a price tag over $600,000, Su says they have looked into grants and asked other philanthropy groups to help purchase the building. But many of the grants they're looking at require the building to have a heritage designation. Su says, in Nanaimo, the building needs to be part of the Community Heritage Register.
And I was given the list of it by city planner. All the buildings are European, and they're like Edwardian-style buildings. This is where the coal miner lived with his daughter. And that's all, you know, very, you know, historical. How about the other cultures and the buildings and the spaces that they used? And how about putting some recognition for that?
To get started, Su says the Heritage Foundation needs to write a statement of significance to the city of Nanaimo. If they get the designation, they'll start fundraising to pay the $614,000 price tag. She says, along with applying for heritage grant programs from both the provincial and federal government, she has already spoken to many philanthropy groups who are willing to financially support a project like this.
There's the Chinese Canadian funders that want to preserve their whole mission is to have Chinese diaspora recognized. So there's funding for that.
While she's positive that they will be able to fundraise the complete amount, the Heritage Foundation is still asking the city of Nanaimo to fund around 10% of the cost, approximately $60,000.
The community has told me this is our space. We want it to have it as our space. Because in a way, it'd be the $880, the price for $614,000 is not insurmountable. So you could just go and just get enough funders to buy the building upright. But it's nicer, it's more reflective of the community if it's from the city of Nanaimo.
She says she's already sent out emails to mayor and council, as well as the city planners, to update them about what they're trying to achieve. As well, the Heritage Foundation is gathering research and testimonials to work towards the goal of saving the building.
We're at the point where July is when we do the heritage statement. So we've got all the research and people's stories coming out, and we're going to present that as a to ask to be on the registrar, and then a delegation for September to ask mayor and council, could we ask you to save the building and maybe purchase part of it so it's under the city of Nanaimo with other funders. So that's pretty much the timeline.
Sue says she continues to talk with people and hear the history of the Chinatowns as she sees the importance of saving these buildings.
It's worth it for me to put aside my sleep, my weekends, my summer to see if this can be done. I would be very sad if it's not preserved, because then shuts that down, that piece of history down, and says that, well, do we need this history? And I would be very, very disappointed.
More information about the Nanaimo Chinatown Heritage Foundation can be found at www.nanaimochinatownheritage.com. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.